The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three charts in 3 minutes-ish is Nicola Duke, the lady of the chart. You're right, Nick. Well, Duchess.
Hello, good morning.
The female, female with Fibonacci's. All right, so let's go through these charts. So the first one is Hydrodeck, HYR. We've covered these before. And what they do is they've trademarked something called Superfan. And it's Superfan oil, recycled oil, transformer oil. And it looks like they've got a good little market share there. And they seem to be turning the corner, fundamentally, you know? So HYR, what do you reckon?
HYR looks all right. You know, when we looked at it before, we said, you know, let's see if we can get a chance at a double bottom, because if we can, then we've got huge upside targets, but we've got to get above 4.7, which seems a long way from here. For now, you know, start of the month, we've got above the 200-day moving average. We've come back to test it, and we've come back to test previous support. So that support is around 2.39 to 2.45. Mm-hmm. So I really don't want to see us close below there today. We're already just a smidge below the 200-day, retesting it. You know, the oscillator, though, says that we potentially could go a bit lower. Mm-hmm. And so, or we could see some sideways trading, you know, while we reshuffle. Yeah. I do think that this has got potential. It's, you know, it's made all the good right bottoming signs. Mm-hmm. For us to go immediately higher from here, we need to, you know, turn around and have a positive close back above the 200-day. Otherwise, I think we could see a week or two of sideways trading before we continue higher.
Yes.
But looks good.
I concur. Super fan. All right. So the next one is PCGE or PCG Entertainment. They had a bit of trouble in China there. They've just got shares back and done a deal there. And they've bounced on a bit of activity here. So PCGE, what do you reckon there, Nick?
PCGE looks great. You know, has bottoms. But today the high is the 200-day moving average. Mm-hmm. And people who've been in pain in this stock will take profit here, or, you know, it is one of those natural stopping off points. So the first time back to a 200-day, you'll often see a bounce off it before you continue higher. So we are a bit overbought. We're at 89 on the daily RSI. So I think that you know, trend support is at 0.204. I think that we'll come back to test that perhaps before we continue higher. Okay. And a little bit, work off a little bit of those overbought conditions. First upside target, no brainer upside target, is 0.513 in this stock, and I think we'll probably see 0.985. 0.513 is the December 15 lift, and it's also the 23.6 Fibonacci retracement from the 2016 highs. So it's a bit of an obvious target. So 0.513, 0.77 are the upside targets for this, but the first time back to the 200-day, we are going to bounce off it, I think.
Okay, sticking with a P, Prospect Oil and Gas, PXOG. What does it look like? They've had a bit of a rough time of it. They've come across a duster.
Oh.
Yeah, they come across a duster while drilling for oil and gas there in Poland, and obviously they come off strongly there, but any signs of a bottom here, Nick?
No, although it could, not at the moment. And, you know, I have the major Fibonacci support I'd be looking for in this one is actually much lower at 0.25. So to bottom us before we get there, because, you know, I had 0.59 as a projection level, and we've kind of failed to hold it. So we need to get back above that. And we really need to get back above 0.65, which is the early month February high and the 20-day moving average. If we can get above 0.65, I think that we've changed the behavior and we could continue higher from there. What we're seeing, though, since that dramatic decline at the beginning of January, what we're seeing is a sort of narrow declining wedge. I think you can draw a trend line along the top of those highs, and when it breaks out of there, that we're going to have a go at reversing it.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, it's not good.
No, okay. Look at that big bar coming down. You see that massive drop from 2.5 pence, and it went down to 0.7. That was when they announced, obviously, they'd found no hydrocarbons during its drill. And so they've raised some money and they're looking around for other investments now, and that's what's happening. So there's no news as yet, but you know, if they announce something, I think it should rally a bit. Cheers, Nick. If you send me the charts there, I'll put them on the company pages at Fox Markets, also on the blog at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Nicola.
Goodbye. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.